It's muscle like this.
Omar Rava, Bodak, let's say you found one mace, Upona, and you removed him. You only found one mace so far, and right away you removed him and buried him someplace else. Then, Bodak, you checked out your field again, and you found the second mace, Upona, and you removed him someplace else. Bodak v'yashkach, and then you found a third mace. So, loy hai maf nilei gabi hanach, trey, plehani trey legabi haichad. That son said that this is not cool, you have a Beis HaKfaris here yet. Because you didn't find all three at the same time. In other words, when you found the first one, you removed him. When you removed him, he's like not here anymore. Then you found the second one. But when you found the second one, he was the only one there. Then you removed him. Then you found the third one. So kids, each one that you found was, it was only like one at a time. Therefore, it does not make up a Shchunas HaKfaris. That's what Rava says. And Ikadiyarmi, some say no. Ikadiyarmi, some say Yamarova. Kiva and Chenos na Rishus Lefanis. Mefanis Lein, that once you have Rishus to remove them, that's enough. It's like Rutaisa says, Ikadiyarmi, Kiva and Rishus Lefanis. Shekva Pina Koydim Shioda Shishloishim. Is Afashlishi Mefanel Lamokim Shiirtsa. Debiyechod Lein Nesakein Shchunas Kvaris. But this sheet is the kula that you even allow them to move around the third mace. Now, in the same case, you found one mace and you removed him. Then you found the second one, you removed him also. Now you found the third one. So, mashm according to the first sheet, that now when you find the third one, you have to be afraid that maybe it was a basic chorus. So, therefore, that one you have to leave here. And Ika the army says no, that even the third one also you have a right to remove. Like we said, that since you never found three at one time, it never got a shame of Beis HaKfaris. So therefore, even the third one also. That's the Ikad Yarmi Yomarava, that Kivan Shenosna Rishus Lefanois, since you had permission to move the first one, and the second one is Lefanolohin. And therefore, you let him move them. So the question is why? For the Shavino Shunas Kvaris. Why are you allowed to remove the third one? Why don't we say Lemaisa now you found three Mason buried there? So good you removed the first and the second one. But now it should be like a Gloy Milsa that we know it was a Beis HaKfaris here. When you find three mason buried, we take on that it was a Beis HaKfaris, and then it should be also to remove it. Because then we say most probably he was buried there to stay there. Our Hetta to remove him is we say he wasn't buried to stay there. It's not a Beis HaKfaris, only temporary, so you're allowed to remove him. But once you know that there were three mason there, before that should be a straw that it was Kavua. So therefore, it should be also to remove it. So this the Moran says, Amresh Lakish, Ila Matzah V'tir Eretz Yisrael. That's a Lashon the Gemara says all over again. They're like, whenever we have a suffix of Tum and Eretz Yisrael, we're always a Mekel. So therefore, we're Mekel over here. V'yein La'ach V'tum L'hachmir. That's like the klal. If you have a suffix to make something tummy or not, if you have a suffix here to make it into a basic verse or not, we better don't do it. Some say it's halacha l'mashim. You see now this halacha, but that's this lashon always that we say ilo motza. They found some type of an excuse for tiro as Yisrael, and therefore was a doubt whether there was a mace there or not, whether it was tummy or not, and for a small type of an excuse they said it's tor. But that's the clown. We don't want to make Eretz Yisrael tummy. So therefore, any type of a suffix, we're not machzik tuma in Eretz Yisrael. Vayta bodak mi'etzri mamo v'loy motza mai. So the Mishnah says, what? If you found three mason, it's called like a Beis HaKfaris. So then the halacha is that you have to check out 20 yamas. Let's say you checked out 20 yamas. Bodak miyetzer mamah. V'loi matzah, they didn't find another mace. Mai. Omer Rav Menashe, Rav Yimi, Omer Rav, Shchunas Kvaris, Mai Taima. Like, what's the reason why we said there's a cemetery there? So the Chura, if the Shalom is, you checked out 20 yamas one way. So Safik is now, do you have to check out the other way also 20 yamas or not? Like Tosha says, Bodak chof amav le'motzamai, till the echod min aruchas, you checked out one way 20 yamas. Is mi yamrina, do we say, ki echod l'ruach zeh le'motzah, since this way 20 yamas you did not find another mace buried there, lo'yiyah zezok livdoit l'shah aruchas, then maybe you don't have to check around the other three sides. That's the Safik. So you have to check the other three sides or not. So Gemara answered, Amar Menashe Rav Yirmiyah Amar Rav Shchunas Kvaris, like the Tosfos Kleima Shunas Kavara Shal Shloisha Shanimso Kva Yeshloi. You found already three mason buried here. So Chura should have a shame like a Beis HaKvaros. Avloid Staruch Yais Livdoik. But you don't have to check further. Why not? And that's like we said before, Amarash Lakish, Ilomot Savatiro Eseret Yisrael. They found this small type of an excuse, and therefore they said the mace is not there, and they were Matar Eret Yisrael. So Toi says, My time Ilomot Savatiro Eseret Yisrael. System of Farshi Bodigloy Motsamai, Shelach Boboimek, another Shiloh. Pakol Ponim, that's the Lacha, that if you checked out one way, 20 Yamas, and you did not find the mace, that's enough. You do not have to check out 20 Yamas on all four sides. If you found the three mason here, you go one way, 20 Yamas there, and you dig up all the ground there, and you don't find the mace, you have a right now to go to Kula. The same as probably there are no other mason buried there, and you don't have to check further. Mishnah says, Kol Sofik Negoyim, anytime you have a doubt, if a person has Tumas Negam et Sarasanat, is Batchilator, that if he wasn't Tomei yet, you want to know to make him Tomei or not, that's a Pasha Loch, you go Basta Chazaka, that is Tor. That since up until now he was Tor, most probably he's still Tor. Achla Nizrak Latuma, that's only up until we did not make him to be a Metzara, a Tomei yet. But Misha Nizrak Latuma, but once we found him to be a Metzara, to be Tomei, and now it's a Suffolk, is he Tor again or not, then we say Sveika Tomei. Then from a doubt, we still retain the Tumma. That's the Klal, leave him Beches Kosai. Since we were Tameh before, must probably still Tameh. So the Mara says, now, Minu Hani Mili, how do we notice you saw it? Some of you, Dama Rav, Oma Korda Pasuk says, Lator Roy Lotomai. Starts off in the Pasha of Negoyim with the word Lator Roy. Mash Metaira. So we have a Suffolk, whether he's Torah or Tameh, we leave him with the Taira. Hoyul Oposach by a Kosta Betaira Tchila. Since the Pasuk starts off with Taira first. Fred Gemari Hachi is so. Afilu Mishanistak Latuma Nami Sveika Torah. Like even in the safe of the Mishnah, even in the case where the person was Vadei Tamei, and now it's a suffix if the negative went away or not. Like I said, the case is the more you have two people, and one person went away, we don't know which negative went away. Like two people first had the size of a gris, and later they came back and one size went away, but we forgot which one had what. So it's a suffix if it became Torah or not. So the Mishnah says, leave him vituma. So the question is, if it's exeris hakosav, Tosfos explains, so like, in a case where he was Torah before, pshita, he should remain Torah. But that's the klal, you go bosa chazoka. Since the person was becheskas taira, without a pusik, I would know to retain, he should remain Torah. What do I need a pusik for? It has to be in a case we know, in svara, I should say he's tamei, because he was tamei before. We have a doubt that the tumah went away or not. So Khuri should leave him the Cheskas Toma, and that the Pasuk says Latoroi, he goes to be Tor. Says so, even Kenegat Cheskas Toma, he should be Tor. So Gemara says, Elok Yitma Rav Yudah Marah Baho Yitma. It goes on this type of a case. In Beheres Kodma Lisei Lovin. These are Tsumonim of Tsaras. If you have white hair, and you have a Beheres, a white spot. So it depends what came first. If the Beheres, the white spot on your body and your skin came first, before the white hair, tummy. That's called the simon of tumma, your tummy. V'yim seya love and kaidun l'beheris. But let's say no, first your hair turned white, and then came a white scar there, then we say your Torah. What about Suffolk? You don't know which one came first. Halacha taka is tummy. For Rabbi Yeshua, Mekaya, Yeshua says no. In this case also it's Torah. And Mar says, my Kaya, what does the word Kaya mean? Om Rabbi Yehuda, Kiya v'tir. He who said it's Torah. But the Gemara Veduma Kaya Vatami, how do you know that's what Mekaya means? Kaya means usually gets a little bit lighter. How do you know what it means? Maybe it means that it's Tamei. On this Tamei of Yudah, my Rav, or my Kroda, plus it says no, Leti Aroi or Letamei. It says the beginning of the Pasha of Negoyim, it says first the word Ti Aroi. Hoyo le Posach be Akosta be Tayra Tchila. Since the Posach starts off with this, with Tayra Tchila, therefore we say that it's Tamei. That's why it says here, it's a bigger type of a suffix over here. That here we about to decide on the negar itself. Which negar came first? Is it Tamar? Is it Tor? See, like we say it's Tor. And the Chura is getting the Kash Nechura. Mamonashach. If he was Tor before, so Chura has a Cheskas Taira. I shouldn't need the Posik. Helamai Lechura has to be talking about when the person was Tamar before. Then Tyson Suba speaks out like this. The Posik is, well, we know he was Tamar before. And now he wants to become Tor. And we have a suffix now, this nega now keeps him to be tummy or not. So in such a case, we have this posik of the tyroi. To say no, when you have a suffix by negoyim, the posik starts off with the word the tyroi. To say in that suffix, we retain the tyroi. Now we keep it, even though it was something before, we say he could become tor. We leave him to become tor. So the Mishnah. The shiva drachim in seven ways, boidikin es hazav. You can check out a zav. For the lock of a zav by a man, if he sees zav comes out of his body two times, he has a tumah for 7 days, but it has to come out as tumah zav and not because something caused it. There are things that could cause you to see zav, and then you don't have this special tumah of zav. So there are seven ways to check a person out. Achla niskat leziva, until before we give him the tumah of the zav. But Michael, first we check out to see maybe he ate too much. If you eat too much, that could also cause you to have zav. And that's called machmas oinsoi, that will not give you a tumas a zav. Uve mishta, maybe he drank so much. So the face speaks out, the question here is, kemoi beri or rishayna shniya. We have to check out the first or second time you see a zav, we have to make sure it comes out of the body as tumas zav, and not because something caused it to come out. So we have to check if you didn't eat too much. Uve mishta, the mishta says, Ubemase, maybe you carried too much. Ubekvitsa, maybe you were jumping in the daytime. Ubecholi, maybe you're sick. That could cause you to see zav. Ubemara, that maybe you saw Rashi Toise Shiroa Ish. Veisha Niskokin Zelaze. Maybe you saw a man and lady together. That gives you a Yisoris. That could also make you become a zav. Ubehiru, even if you didn't see, it's time you think about it. So the hero could also cause you to see zav. Then the lochur is, that's not called tumazav. So we check you out with these seven things to make sure that these things did not happen throughout the day. Then we say, if you saw zav, you talk have tumazav on you. Mishaniskak leziva, let's say once you became a zav already, my Torah says, kemoi b'riya shlishis. We're talking about now the third time. Because the lochur is, when a man sees two times zav, he becomes tamei for 7 days. To bring a korban, he has to see a third time. The korban, if he saw two times, he's tummy already. Now, the third time he sees, is ain boidikim oisai. We don't have to check him out right now. Because the cheskosi, we say most probably, he's tummy. Oinsai. What about though, let's say it was oinsai, that's one of the seven things that happened. So Tai says, kumai maichel mishtavana shivadarina mishrigilum zivus tummy. Mishnisaka tuma. Let's say you know for sure that one of these seven things happened to him. Bishas, the third time he was seeing, after he already saw two times, or also Sveikoi, or Veshichva Zeroi. So he's learned Sveiko Shichva Zero. The more will explain what this is. Yeah, it's Timayim. In these cases, once you saw two times, then the third time, even though the Zav came out with something else, or came out with Shichva Zero, or Voinsoi, or Sveikoi, if it's Zav or not, Menasov, we say you're Timayim. Your tummy. Why? Shiraglayim Madover. That's because Kosoi. There's a Raglayim Madover that was probably a Zav that came out now. Since you already saw two times, you already have a Din Tumor on you, so we keep you with a Din Tumor, but the third time is also tummy. And now you'll have to bring a Korban. What about Hamakir Eschaveroi? Let's say you hit your friend, for Yamdula Misi, you hit him so hard that the doctor said most probably he's going to die. Now, if he would die from this hitting, you'd be chayiv mis, it's called you killed him. But for hikam imenu, the next day it turned towards the better, so he started to get a little bit better, your friend. Shoye liyacha mikan, it's got better than it was before. Hikam imashoyu, and it got better from the way it was before. And liyacha mikan hikpud ames, but later it got worse and then he died. So locher is chayiv. Tanakama says, gefort your chayiv. You're the one that killed him. It was your wound that killed him. We have Nechemiah and the potter now, Shiraglayim Madover, because from the first hit he was getting better. So he didn't die because of your wound. He died at the end. Something else caused him to die, but it wasn't your wound that caused him to die. That's not called, you did a Maisa Ariga. So Mar says, now, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? The first he saw it, of Shibad Roch and Baidik Mesazav, Omri Abnosna Makro, the Yazav Ez Zoivoi, L'riya Shlishis, for the third Riyah. That means Ishkas L'Nikeva. For the third one, it's Doimater to Nikeva. Because when Isha, even though she saw it, then she saw dam, because of achila, it doesn't make a difference. By an Isha, there's no p'tur of loinsoi. Therefore, by a man, it's only the first two times that there's a p'tur of loinsoi. But once he saw already two times, that is vadei tamei, now it's a question the third time he sees. Even if we say one of these seven things caused him to see, still he's tamei. Because the third riyah of Yazoi Vezoivoi, that's a hekesh to an akeva to an isha. And by an isha, even the first two times she sees, even though it's blind, so she's always tamei. Therefore, a man's third riyah is had the din of an isha's the first two riyahs. For a time we learned, we have Lezer Waima Bishlishis Beit Gemoisa. He says, no, even the third time a man sees that, we have to check him out to make sure it wasn't the cause of an insai, of the food or the drink or the jumping. For the fourth time, you don't have to. So the Gemara says, Ela. So here the Gemara says, my time with Reb Lezer, less lay drosha the Amrinan. So how come Reb Lezer doesn't know from the drosha we just said, we just dashed in Vazoy, that the third time you don't have to check him out? So the Gemara says, Ela B'yes and Kamiflagi. The Machloika says, if you dash in the word S, the Yazoyv S Zoyvoy, to use the word S also or not. Reb Lezer Doroshesin. If you dash in the word S, so it's the fourth time, we don't have to check him out. But the first two times, even the first three times, you do have to check him out. For Abonin, Ladashi, yes, and Abonin, don't dash in Essen. There's only two times we have to check him out, the first two times. But the third time, you don't have to check him out. Right, huh? Ein Sayu Sveikoi.